This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Baron Grindwall's Polish treasure map.
We're on a treasure hunt. That's a poszukiwanie skarbów. In Polish, we're using Baron Grindwald's map to learn more about Polska, or Poland as we call it in the UK. Baron Grindwald was a riddler, and so to explore Polska, we're going to have to solve some of his riddles. Today, we're seeking a famous capital city. Could be tricky, as Poland has had quite a few. Let's have a look at the first riddle.
Go back in time for treasures found. The best are hidden underground.
Let's look at Mapa. That's the map. Well, what about Gniezno? That was Poland's first capital and is near the centre of our map. Legend or legenda has it that hundreds of years ago, three brothers hunted three types of prey. One followed a white eagle, a białe orzeł, to its nest. That's a gniazdo. So the word gniezno comes from the word nest. This happened over 1,000 years ago when the country of Poland was founded. There's a museum of antique technology in Gniezno. Plenty of old treasure there, but not much underground. Could it still be the right place? Okay, time for another clue.
Myth and a river here you'll find, but to the south your path must wind.
I'm looking at the map, and to the east of Gniezno, I can see a very famous city on the Vistula River, Warsaw, or Warszawa, which is Poland's current capital. Although most of the city has been rebuilt over the last century, it's the home of myths too, and one of the most well-known is about the Warsaw Mermaid. It's said that the mermaid, that's Sirenka in Polish, protects the city. So with that ancient story, we've certainly gone back in time. But the riddle talks about underground, and if anything, there's more in the sky. Warsaw is home to some of the tallest skyscrapers in Europe. The Palace of Culture and Science is over 230 meters tall. That's over twice as high as Big Ben in London. Warsaw today is full of the new, not the old. Could it still be the answer we're looking for? Didn't think so. The clue says to look in the south. That's na południu. So, let's continue the search. Poszukiwanie.
Search on, explorer. You're nearly there. When something's lurking in its lair.
What could be lurking in a lair? I know. There's a dragon. Smok on the map. In some caves named Smocha Yama, in the city of Kraków, dragons love a good lair. The legend of Smok Wawelski says that a dragon terrorized the city for many years before being defeated by a brave townsman. There's even a huge dragon statue blowing fire outside the cave today. This is looking scary. And Kraków is on the Vistula River too, and is right at the most southerly point of the country. And even better, there are salt mines near Kraków, which you can visit. Mines are definitely something you'd find underground, just like the first riddle. Could the city of Kraków, the second capital of Poland before Warsaw, be the treasure at the end of the Baron's riddle? Brilliant! We've solved the riddle of Poland's capital cities. Next time, we'll take a closer look at some more treasures inside this amazing country, Polska.
Baron Grindwald's Polish treasure map, with support from the Polish Cultural Institute. Find out more at funkidslive.com/learnpolish.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.